You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
All right, starting to finalize the guest list for the big royal nuptials coming up in May. Two names that are on it, Mr. and Mrs. Barack Obama. No surprise there.
Well, they had gone back and forth on that because they said if they did that, they might have to invite Trump.
No, you know what? I think it's different. I got to thinking about this today. The security measures for an ex-president.
Not quite as
not
heightened.
Not nearly what it is for a sitting president.
That's tough. You don't want all that circus at your wedding. So, it's going to be a big enough fiasco.
Well, and you've already got a big enough circus with the royal family and whatnot, so what's just a few more?
And plus, Meghan being a celebrity. I mean, everything's just crazy.
Here's who's not on the guest list. Apparently, Kim and Kanye are trying desperately to get invited to the royal wedding. A source tells the site, that's not happening. Harry wants to make this Meghan's big day, not a selfie op for the Kardashian circus.
Good for him.
Boom.
I am so happy.
Boom.
Yes.
How about that shot across the bow? And it's not like they can speak out against the royal family, because that's a bad move on their part. So they just have to eat it, which
that's
I kind of like.
Yeah, because, you know, they would try to turn it into all about them for the day. They'd take the spotlight. Sure.
And USA Today claims Tom Brady, well, I don't know why they're claiming, I saw it, he did it. Tom Brady posted a picture of himself kissing his wife, supermodel extraordinaire Gisele Bundchen. They embraced as the sun was setting over Costa Rica. Okay, this is why people hate Tom Brady. It has nothing to do with him being the greatest quarterback of all time. It's the fact that not only is he the greatest quarterback of all time, but he loses the Super Bowl, and he's smooching Gisele Bundchen at a Costa Rican sunset.
It all seems to work out for him. If we have a big disappointment in our life, something like losing the Super Bowl, it doesn't go our way, we can't comfort ourselves by just jetting off with our supermodel spouse to Costa Rica. We're searching for change in the couch cushions to get a burger. That's how we comfort ourselves.
And he captioned the photo. This Sunday's outcome, a lot better than last Sunday's. Hashtag losing streak stops at one.
Bless him. It's good to be Tom Brady.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
A survey by Samsung. I don't know if I agree with this or not, but we'll see. A survey by Samsung says that 56% of people say this is a sign of true love. What to you? If I were to say to you, this is the sign of true love, what is it?
Sacrificing something that means a lot to you for your loved one. I don't know. It's that, you know, compromising, sacrificing your happiness.
Yeah, to me, because I gave this a lot of thought. And
I mean, if you want to go like big picture, I'm not talking about
a
bouquet of roses or chocolate.
No. I'm more of a big picture guy because I think this is big picture. I've always said, and I don't know if I stole this from somebody, I probably did, but I've always believed it. True love is when she knows the worst thing about me and it's okay. To me, that's true love. When you know the worst thing about that other person, and that's okay, then that's true love to me.
True love is the recognition of one's counterpoint in another.
Oh, stop.
Wedding crashes.
That's just terrible. Just tell me, to you, what is the sign of true love? Because 56% of people say this is, and I'm going to disagree for now. I could have my mind changed.
Is it something shallow?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it's very shallow.
Hey, my dad always told me a sign of true love is when she can come in there and brush your teeth while you're taking a.
Nice. I love our audience.
I don't trust them.
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you a sign of true love.
Yes, what is it for you?
If you can fart in the same bed together.
Is there anyone who believes that the sign of true love does not involve a bodily function?
Seriously.
I think we may be asking for too much here.
Dig deeper.
But just wondering, is there anyone who believes that the sign of true love has nothing to do with a bodily function? Would love to hear what you think it is.
Maybe.
We'd love for you to restore our faith in love and humanity.
Yes, I was wanting to answer the question about true love.
Yeah, for you, what is the sign of true love?
My husband literally gets so mad at me whenever I go to open a door for myself because he always has to open my doors.
This has nothing to do with bodily functions at all.
I'm very excited about this answer then.
Okay, the true love is when you buy your wife a Chris Hemsworth picture for Valentine's Day.
All right, for you, the sign of true love, what is it?
All right, I knew mine was the one for me whenever a week. She could ride with me 12 hours in a truck and we'd never argue.
Ooh, wow. I don't know if Debbie and I could do that.
Well, look at what we do every day here.
Hun, we argue in here.
Well, but it's for a good cause.
Yeah, paycheck. Forget yourself, woman.
What? I'm trapped.
This got started. There's a survey by Samsung. I don't know if I'm into this or not as far as what they discovered. A huge majority, well, not huge, but a majority of people say the sign of true love is...
Giving your significant other the password to your phone.
That is what everyone says.
Really?
56% of people say a sign of true love is knowing their partner's phone pin or their Facebook password.
Well, you didn't have to give it to me because I already guessed it and I'm on there all the time if I want to be.
I mean, really?
That's
what people say. That's the sign of true love?
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, because that means you got nothing to hide.
Or you've deleted it before they get a chance to see it.
Yeah.
More music. More music. More music. It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie...
My best friend is Ben Affleck.
...are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
This happens nearly 6,000 times a day in this country alone. What is it?
Nearly 6,000 times a day in this country alone it happens. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yes. Did you guys get a winner yet?
No. This happens nearly 6,000 times a day in this country alone. What is it?
Our police officers are attacked.
Oh, God. That's a lot of attack on the law. I certainly hope not. Hey, thanks.
Tell them about the smartest person.
What you got?
A car wreck.
Car wreck. Nope, not it.
Hey, do you guys have an answer yet?
Question. This happens nearly 6,000 times a day in this country alone. What is it?
Traffic tickets.
Nope, not it. Thanks, though.
Smartest person question?
Yes, sir.
Assaulting an officer of the law?
Goodness, this is the second time we've heard this. No, that is not it. Thank you. That can't be coming up in a Google search.
I don't know.
6,000 times a day someone's assaulting a police officer?
I hate to hear that if that's true.
I do too.
Hey, for the smartest person?
Yeah, the question is, this happens nearly 6,000 times a day in this country. What is it?
Is it saying I love you?
That's so sweet.
What a noble aspiration.
I was thinking for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's Valentine's Day or any other day that ends in Y. When Debbie says I love you to me, I'll let you know. In fact, I'll shout it from the rooftops. Smartest person in the QC?
I have an answer for you.
All right. This happens nearly 6,000 times a day, rather, in this country alone. What?
Someone's bank account information gets hacked.
Oh, my God. That's scary. That number probably shouldn't surprise me, but wow. Hey, thanks.
Hi, do you have an answer?
What you think?
I think you get divorced.
Divorced. But you're real close. Smartest person in the QC.
Hi, did you get a winner yet?
No, the question, this happens nearly 6,000 times a day in this country. What is it?
People getting married.
Awesome.
I was stunned by this number. In America alone, 5,918 marriages are performed each day.
Cool.
I like that.
That's a big old bowl of wow to me, especially since you get the idea that no one wants to get married anymore.
Well, it doesn't say how long these last.
Yeah, that's true. Who is this?
This is Ron.
Ron, how are you getting all these answers like this?
I don't know, man. I think that listening to 103.7 just makes me smarter.
That's debatable, but we'll go with it.
All right, Ron, for like the third time in 4 days, step into the spotlight and tell us what we need to hear.
I am the smartest person in the Key State.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. Stop by Bojangles to get heart-shaped Bowberry biscuits for Valentine's Day. Available in 2 or 6 packs now through February 14th. Bojangles, it's bow time.
In England, the police, or the bobbies, as they're called. See how intelligent I am? I knew that the police were called the bobbies over there. Yeah. In England, the police got a call from a driver who had spotted what looked like a dead body in the road. When they arrived, they did indeed find a corpse in a black body bag just laying in the middle of the street. They called around to hospitals in the area. Nobody's missing a body. Next, they called some of the mortuaries until they found one that had been transporting a corpse that morning. And the funeral home contacted the driver of their van, who was totally unaware that the body had fallen out.
He must have a bumpy ride if he didn't realize that big bump falling out was a body.
If you are driving a dead body for a morgue, you've got one job. One! Get dead body from point A to point B.
He was distracted.
But once you get there, shouldn't you... Let me just look behind me and see if Bob is still laying back there. Whoops! Did you notice the van? I mean, this totally... I don't know. How did it end up in the road, mate? Stop it. KFC's fried chicken scented Valentine's Day cards. Get a load of this. QSR Magazine's kit says that KFC is offering free fried chicken scented Valentine's Day cards. How great does that sound? The scratch and sniff smell like the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices, and they're adorned with lines like, "You have the secret recipe to my heart. I fell in love the first moment I slaw you." Get it? Slaw? Mm-hmm. "We're two peas in a chicken pot pie. And I'd be with you all the time if only I could. And you make me feel so finger-licking good." The cards are free with the purchase of a $10 chicken share meal.
Now, a little disclaimer here, lest you go the way of the Tide Pods. The chicken is edible, the cards are not.
Can't you just see members of Congress standing up waving these cards going, "It looks like chicken!"
It smells like chicken.
I love you guys!
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.